connected. Okay, let's start. So, begin with the roll call. Present are Trustee Zeidel, Trustee Greenberg, Deputy Mayor Lasker, myself. We are missing Mr. Greenwald. Mr. Nugent is with us, so we have a quorum. With that in mind, let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, open public comment period. Can someone make a motion?
Make a motion to open the public comment period.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Jenna was.
Speak around.
You guys are the least speaking, right?
No.
Okay. So.
Make a motion to close the public hearing.
Seconded by Trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Can someone please read the Treasury report?
Although Trustee Lasker moved resolution that the payment of general funds claiming claims totaling $191,744.33 set forth on page 7 of monthly abstract listing dated December 19, 2023 through January 22, 2024. As submitted, is hereby approved. Subject to the individual orders by the Board of Trustees, the payrolls of December 29, 2023 and January 12, 2024, as set forth in payroll in the amounts of $11,463.64 and $11,480.38, respectively, are hereby submitted for approval subject to the individual orders by the Board of Trustees.
I second.
Seconded by Trustee Zeidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
4-0-1 absent. Motion carries. Thank you. Also, Jenna, please send our thanks to Dorinda, our treasurer, for all of the hard work. We don't say that enough, but she is doing a whole lot of hard work. So thank her on behalf of everybody. Okay. Pool of minutes. You have the minutes from December 18th.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of December 18, 2023. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Zeidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Jenna, once again, thank you for the meticulous minutes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Good day. The floor is yours.
Yes, sir. Thanks to Dr. Arthur for his assistance in providing the live streaming.
The motto comes at its schedule for March 17th at 7:30 p.m. The concept will feature the Homework Up jukebox. More detail to follow in the next report. The Spring Exhibition 2024 is scheduled to open Sunday, April 14th at 2 p.m. with an opening reception the following Sunday, April 1st at 4 p.m. Proposed budget for the event is $350 for refreshments and $400 for entertainment, for a total of $750. I would like to the mayor and the board to give approval of the budget for the spring exhibition amount of $750.
Thank you. So, Mr. Cizeta is making a motion to approve expenditure up to $750, $350 for refreshments, $400 for entertainment. Seconded by Trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 401. Okay. Concerning maintenance.
We're waiting for after the winter. You know, we discussed that, right?
It's cold.
It's too cold to do the work.
I just had to let the board know that once the window was big, raining, during, I last wanted to send up the check down to that. It was no water come out.
Good.
Yeah.
Mazel tov.
No water, and sometimes water.
How was the snow removal guy? Did he come and clean up and put the salt and everything?
Who's that?
Meredith, the contract that we have.
No, he haven't contacted me and all.
No, but did he come and clear up? Did he clear up the driveway?
Oh yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's what I'm saying.
They did a good job.
That's
yes,
good.
Yes,
perfect.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
If there's a problem, contact Jenna, right?
Yes, yes. Okay.
Thank you, good day.
Thank you so much.
Okay, new business. We have a request, you all saw it, from 34th Northridge. They wanted a 60-day extension on their permit. Can someone please make a motion?
I'll make a motion to extend the resolution approving extension of special permit subject to conditions for a house of worship at 34 Northridge. The Baba Wuri's, now therefore it be resolved that the Wuri's clauses are incorporated herein as if set forth in full. The special permit previously approved is hereby extended for 60 days, subject to any conditions that were included with the initial approval of the special permit application. Section 3, the mayor in his absence and ability to act, deputy mayor is hereby authorized to take any and all actions necessary to carry out the provisions of this resolution further. All employees, officials, and consultants are directed by the mayor, are hereby authorized to take any and all actions necessary to carry out the provisions of this resolution. Section 4, the village clerk shall transmit a copy of this resolution to the building inspector and any other official as determined appropriate by the village clerk. Section 5, this resolution shall be effective immediately. Do I have a second?
Second, Majesty Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye, okay. So we have 401. Jen, if you can just tell the applicant they have their 60-day extension.
Yeah.
Okay. And here is the resolution with the... Okay. Procurement policy.
Yeah, so we need... The reason we have it tonight is ARPA requested... ARPA is the
federal grant.
The grant that we got through the county for the parks. They requested an updated procurement policy because the old one had the former mayor and the former clerk, and they want to make sure if everything else is still intact. So it was updated. Brian, what resolution shall be made for this? Just
be a resolution or a motion to adopt the revised procurement policy.
I'll make that motion.
Before maybe you can just, because Ryan is not familiar, can you give a 2-minute explanation about what is the procurement policy?
Sure, the procurement policy is basically just something you're required to have under General Municipal Law 103, which is the competitive bidding statute, and then you have to have your own local policy. So the statute governs purchases from 20,000 up and public works projects from 35,000 and up. This policy controls purchases less than that at a local level. So it tells you how many quotes you need. If let's say it's 5 to 10,000, gives price ranges and tells you what you have to do and what quotes you have to get in order to make that purchase. And what tonight's, we already have this policy in place, but this is just changing the authorized purchasers because it still reflects the old board members. So we're not really changing anything about how you procure. We're just changing who the authorized purchasers are to make it the mayor, deputy mayor, Jenna, and I believe Dorinda are the four people that respectively are authorized purchasers for their department.
So with that in mind, can someone make a motion, please?
I made the motion. You want to second it?
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
So 401. And again, this procurement policy with
Jenna,
minor additions is in place.
Jenna, if you could, there's no signature needed. If you could just say when it was adopted, scan it, send it to me, so we'll send it to ARPA tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Thank the you. County or ARPA?
ARPA and the county.
Oh, both of them. Okay.
No, ARPA from the county.
Oh, the lady that was in the
county.
Okay. Okay, old business. Once again, due development, we need to finalize this. So we discussed it last time, but we needed to amend the resolution. So hopefully we can dispense with this today, finally.
So basically, we're just refunding the $6,000 that was left in escrow. There was a little bit less left in escrow, but we agreed with Lou Development because he extended his warranty for 3 more years. So that gave a value for the village. In the meantime, because the warranty was extended, Mr. Spence needed to do extra inspections as the warranty was extended. So therefore, we came to an agreement. We will refund him $6,000 instead of whatever was left was $5,600, $5,400. So it was a mutual agreement in the benefit of the residents due to this extension of the contract for we're giving a warranty on the roads that he took upon himself. So I'll just, somebody wants to make the resolution? I just explained what it was. If not, I can do it. I'll do it, no problem. So I'll make the motion to the resolution authorizing the release of certain escrow funds deposited by Lou Development LLP. Now, therefore, be it resolved above. No?
No, because they've got it.
Okay, they got it?
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, the above reason paragraphs incorporated therein by reference set forth in full. The village board hereby authorized the mayor in consultation with the village treasurer to release $6,000 as subject escrow account A to Lou Development. Section 3, the mayor and any officer, employee, or consultant as directed by the mayor is hereby authorized to take any and all action necessary to carry out the provisions of this resolution. Section 4, this resolution shall not authorize the release of any funds from account B on deposit with the village. Section 5, this resolution shall be effective immediately. Do I have a second?
A second.
Second by Trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, 401. And this can finally be.
I guess it's gonna have, Jenna, I guess it's going to have to wait another week until she's back. Perfect.
Yeah, I'll put
this
thing
on. Yeah. If Lord calls, let him know that when she's coming back, so she.
How many? When did the project begin? How many years ago?
Again, it's the project was done. It's just that we kept the money for the warranty.
I'm saying, when did he originally give it?
2018. Okay. He started 2018, but we continued in 2019. That's when the process was finishing up, and then we asked for the extension of the agreement.
Yeah. Okay. Building and maintenance. Any comments? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
The lights on Camp Hill.
Yes.
Is there any way to either make them less bright? I know it's a town thing.
Yeah. So we can ask them.
I have an answer first.
I didn't know it was going to be on every utility pole.
First of all, it's not. Let's be clear. It's not the village. The village did not put up those light poles.
I'm aware.
It's the town of Ramapo in their jurisdiction, which that's why it ends by Quaker and Camp Hill. They're planning on putting them on the 202, on 306, on Laddentown further down, wherever the town has a side on that street. I did meet yesterday the person that is handling it, Mr. Josh Hands, and he told me to actually let you know that when Orange and Rockland connects the power, the first time they put it up to the 100%. However, they can control it. They will be able to control it remotely. And right now, if there, he just made a point that if there's any resident that calls in to complain that it's too bright in front of their house, they should send you a picture with a pole number. Each one has a number. And then send it. I'm going to get you the email address of Mr. Joshua Hands of the town of Ramapo, and he will be able to reduce it. Maybe in the beginning it's going to have to be manually done, but they will reduce it by at least by 60, whatever makes it more
comfortable. I know, I spoke to him, he told me the same thing.
So he said, he mentioned to me to let you know that if any other resident on Camp Hill complains, that they are able to lower, bring it down.
You need the pole numbers or you need the locations?
No, the pole. Yeah. Each one has a code. That's how they communicate to. See, each one has a, yes.
An ID.
Yes, yeah. An ID. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll tell the resident to go out there and do it.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
I said I'll tell the resident to go out there and do it.
You're going to tell your wife?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Anything else? Trustee Zaydel, anything for trustee period?
Yeah, I have something else.
Okay. Nothing? Okay. Mark, the floor is yours.
Jenna, I'm going to forward you pictures. 15 Hidden Valley. There's garbage in there for weeks. Tons and tons of garbage out in the front. I don't know if we can send it.
Yeah.
The code enforcer there. Mm-hmm. It's just horrible. So I guess I'll email you the pictures.
Yes, please.
And the address.
How did you let it happen for weeks?
Because Mr. Hands was supposed to tell me the address and send me pictures, and he never did.
Oh, because as soon as Jenna is very on top of it, as soon I know from Ranan that whenever there's an issue, right away she takes care of it. If it's dealing with the town, if it's dealing with our code enforcer, she reaches out, he answers back. Everything is communication.
I just called him all day, even when I
Yeah. Josh came to me and said, send me pictures.
Without pictures, if he tells you the address,
he didn't tell me the
building
address.
The code enforcer will go take the pictures and he will assess the.
He didn't tell me the address.
He will see if there's a lot of garbage, he will see it.
Oh, there's.
And he does go out, and I do know from Jenna that he does enforce the different things. He sends out violation notices, and a lot of them get solved, I believe.
The only thing, I don't know if anybody's currently living in the house.
Oh. I was
going to
ask that.
Somebody moved out?
I don't know if they moved out. I don't know.
He died?
No. I don't know.
Oh.
I mean, it doesn't look like it's...
Okay, so the letter needs to go out then.
Yeah.
I mean, a couple of years ago, there was a shooting there during a party. So.
Ouch.
Yeah, I'm not... anyway, anything?
Saying that I do want to commend Trustee Zaydel for all his hard work. I know that residents have sent emails about ice on the road. He went out by himself, taking pictures, making sure safety is number one in this village. So I want to thank him for all the hard work he's doing and going out. I know it's not easy.
Thank you, Trustee.
I did it 4 or 5 years ago. Now you're fresh, you're doing it. I also do it, but you went out right away, so thank you, and you showed the residents how much you care and try to make sure everything gets solved. So thank you.
Thank you, Trustee Zaydel, and thank also for North Rockland Community Patrol that you're a member of, that of everything they do.
And I have to just follow up and thanking Jenna because I couldn't get anything done. I mean, I'm there as the eyes and ears, but the communication between the residents, between Jenna and everybody else has been pretty amazing lately. So thank you, Jenna.
So, which is a good transition because nothing would work without Jenna. So,
that's
Jenna,
correct.
Floor is yours. What needs to be done?
Residents have been communicating. myself, and I know all of you as well. I wanted to specifically speak about road conditions, and like a number of residents made us aware that can't go away the road intersection, for instance, that sometimes there's runoff or it's icy. So we've been keeping an eye on that each day, and in contact with the Drexel Highway Department, they did clean it up, as we saw it today. They've been doing that a number of other days. And also, if I go out for lunch, I'll, you know, check on it to make sure that it's not getting, you know, out of hand again. And there was a resident that reached out to you, Mabley Court and Woodfield. Yes, he went out, he got video and everything. We had like 4 pictures.
Good.
They went out and it's getting much better, but it was, you know, with that. But just to say that the communication with everyone is very good, and it really makes a difference, because, you know, I don't drive on every road, but, you know, us all working together has made it much safer. So I just wanted to thank all of you and the residents as well for making us aware of that, because it is winter time and it's been a pretty crazy weather lately, so.
You mentioned residents reached out about, there was a few residents who reached out about broken berms because of the snowplow.
Yes.
And you reached out, did you reach, you reached out to
the
town of Ravenpole, but they
yeah.
wait, they said
but
they
waited until the spring. Yeah.
Till the spring, but make, put a note.
So I put like sticky notes in a binder
yes.
for me to follow up.
So that if they forget, you're going to
exactly.
be good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because I know.
No,
that's
you mentioned.
Why not say
okay,
it's
good.
Like you have like a flood in your yard, but yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Before I forget, the resident you helped in the with the same problem in the last season that was fixed by Ramapo, Public Works Department wanted to thank you,
thank you.
For your help with that, and making sure Ramapo Public Works Department fixed it. And they did. You called them, they came, so he wanted to thank you. That's a resident on
Yeah.
There's a resident also on Overlook, and he was on the phone with me asking me if you communicated directly with the highway department to fix it.
Oh.
And as he's on the phone telling me about it, the truck pulls up and fixed the burn. Yeah, so.
I always try to be like extra nice with them because I'm aware there's certain days, like when we have snowstorms, I'm calling and emailing them quite a bit the whole day. So I always try to like thank them first before I, you know, give another complaint. Seems to work pretty well. Thank you.
Anything else the office needs?
Nope, not at the moment.
Good.
So,
the heat works out? You mentioned the space heaters. How's
yeah,
it
was just, you know, when we started getting that cold weather last week, we kept an eye on it. It was just, you know, trying to catch up with the cold weather, but it's been okay.
It's been okay, the office?
Good. Yeah.
Jeff had to come?
No.
Okay. So for the legal, first of all, congratulations to the news associate at Nugent McCartney's firm. Many.
This will be the last time you see me now.
We see you.
He wants to put him in charge.
What's
going
on? For legal discussion. So
okay, nothing for now. Do we need anything?
I don't.
No? Is there any need for an executive session? No?
Maybe. Oh,
sorry? Oh. Okay, with that in mind, if there's nothing else, can someone make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Seconded by Trustee Zeidel. All in favor?
Aye.
401.
We don't have anything for legal or executive.
He had nothing for legal and he said nothing for executive.
I said maybe.
Oh, what?
Recording.
Recording.